Thanks again for listening to Enjoying Everyday Life. Our mission here at Joyce Meyer Ministries is simple: sharing Christ and loving people. Remember, together we can do more.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts, while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
People with influence in your life, your peers, can condition you to think a certain way. The world system. See, if we're only walking as mere humans, then the world is conditioning us to think like the world thinks, to be afraid of what the world is afraid of, to, you know, watch the stock exchange and the NASDAQ and, you know, all this stuff, and all our chips are in that one basket. Come on. The world will condition you to be afraid of. And you know, there's so many things out there to be afraid of, if we leave it up to this, just those two strands of DNA. But now, there's something wrong. Help me here, Holy Spirit. There's something wrong with just the two strands of DNA. You know it like I know it. Now, hindsight is 20/20. I can see it so much clearer now. But before I was born again, there was always something missing. You know, for some of us that drank or smoked or whatever, you never got enough. Amen. You were trying to fill a void, an emptiness, a longing for something that you never could fulfill. Amen. Am I right or wrong? I'm right. I don't even have to ask that question. I know I'm right. I know this is right. Because we did. We did it, whether it was through gambling, whether it was through, you know, doing even good stuff. But you were trying to fill that void, but you never could fill that void. And you never can. No one can fill that void. Adam lost something. There was three strands before he fell. When he fell, one strand was lost. He was no longer in fellowship with God. His spirit died. That's why God said, the day you eat of this tree, you shall die. But yet he moved around. He ate. He did things. He lived a long time. But he was dead until God brought him back to him. All right? So, this is what I really want you to understand and want you to get, that we can program this natural person with languages and with frequencies. The world does it all the time. It programs you. Amen. Tries to conform you. Amen. To its image. You know, you look at so many commercials for so long, you don't feel like you got what you need until you get that. Amen. And you got it, and it sat on the shelf for 10 years. Never even got it out of the package, but you had to have it. Amen. Come on, that's a light thing, but y'all know what I'm talking about, though. Amen. The world will try to make you, the world, if you let it conform you to its image, it'll deceive you and make you feel a certain way You'll never, the world is not, the system is not geared for us to prosper. It's geared to destroy us. It's a satanic system. Now, Hebrews 4 and 12. Get that up on the screen for me, please. Hebrews 4 and 12. As a result of the fall, there's something wrong with just two cords, two strands of DNA. Tell somebody something wrong. That's why the world's in a mess. That's why it's a wreck. Humus, dirt, evolution. People that don't believe think that this is just it. And with AI, artificial intelligence, and all the things they're doing today, man is trying to find the fountain of youth where he can live together, live forever. He's interfacing himself with machines. Amen. Amen. All kind of crazy going on with genetic engineering, trying to find eternal life. Amen. You'll never find it in the humus. Amen. All they'll find is degenerate. Amen. Worse and worse and worse. I tell you, so much is going through my spirit right now. But let me just paint a picture to you here. If, so you get a picture of the devil, okay? An image, not of his ugly face, but an image of who he is. If Adam, when he fell, man's life started to decrease. Sin started to decrease us to now it's 70 or 20. You know, if you live to be 100, wow. You know, Noah didn't have children until he was about 500. Amen. Methuselah lived 969 years. Still was strong. Imagine the brilliance of these men's minds. But sin reduced mankind to now 70. But if that is the case, what did it do to the devil? If man finds grace and forgiveness with God, even unsaved folk, God reigns on the just and the unjust. He gives them mercy. But the devil has no place of repentance. So what has sin done to him? How has it reduced him? But yet, he's as a roaring lion. Not a roaring lion. As a roaring lion, a deceiver. And if he runs across somebody that don't know who they are, he got you. Because he's a liar. He's a deceiver. He knows, I like to say it this way, he knows he cannot stand toe-to-toe with you as a child of God. He can't do it. He has no authority here. He's been defeated by Jesus. Sin has reduced him. So much so in Isaiah 66, when they open up hell and someone's looking down in it, they say, is this the one that shook the nations? Is this the one that was doing all this murder and this pipsqueak? But yet, with smoke and mirrors, boo, the devil's so busy. He's busy running. Amen. If he got your identity, you're in trouble. Because you don't know who you are. You don't know what you're carrying. You don't know whose you are. But once you establish your identity in Christ, watch out. Watch out. So, Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick, or that word means life. It gives life. That's why we sing, as our sister was singing, that's why when we sing words of faith, words of praise, it's bringing life. Amen. It's God's word. He said, my word is spirit and it's life. Okay? The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Tell me what doctor can divide your soul from your spirit. What tool, what instrument, what scalpel, what laser can divide your soul from your spirit? Not one. And of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Now, the word of God is all of this. The word, let me say it this way. What I'm getting at with this verse, the word of God goes into the very core, stay with me, into the very core of your DNA. Doctors can't get there. They do great just by being able to observe. But the word goes into your DNA, and listen, it regenerates. It deals with every defect, every shortcoming, every fault and failure that Adam brought us into. When the word of God comes to us, and how many know, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word. Every one of us was saved when we heard the word, and we believed the word, and we received the word, and that word came in us and regenerated us, dealt with the defects, dealt with the sin, broke the chain of bondage, delivered us from the power of darkness, brought us into another kingdom, gave us a new mind. Hey! That's who we are. You better stop playing with all that foolishness. Look what God has done for us. We are children of a kingdom. 2 Corinthians 5:17 goes as far as to say this, and this is just not poetry. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Look at somebody, tell me, you look the same, but I know you're brand new. The body has a glow about it. As a matter of fact, the word will affect your body. Yes, it will. You know, saved people live longer. Saved people look younger. Saved people, amen, have more energy. Why? The Spirit of God on the inside of them. Oh, yes. It affects your body. It affects your soul. It affects your spirit. Everything, the word of God will regenerate. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Tell somebody, age ain't nothing but a number. Amen. Stop telling yourself you're too old. Stop telling yourself I'm too young. Age is a number. I can do all things through Christ who will strengthen me. Amen. I love what Caleb said. Caleb said, give me my mountain. I'm just as strong now as I was then. I had another spirit then. I got another spirit now. And I'm just as strong as I was 40 years ago to go in and take my mountain. Joshua, give me my mountain.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns